Payless Shoe Source. So if you think fall is just an excuse to get you and your family some new shoes, this is the time. Because right now, the season's hottest shoes, boots, handbags, and accessories are on sale for up to 50% off at Payless. So hurry to Payless today, because these deals will go as fast as the leaves from the trees. Look smart, Payless.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Moving north. Some people may be thinking about heading north of the border now that George W. Bush has been reelected. Canadian immigration officials report their website is being flooded by Americans. A new record set within hours of the Bush victory speech Wednesday. Canadian officials say the hits on their website seem to be more than just casual surfing. The visitors were looking at the requirements for immigration status. Canadian officials say Americans who want to move to Canada will not get any special treatment. In order to move north, you'll have to pay taxes and fees of about $1,500 Canadian, and there's a waiting period of up to 1 year. A high-tech voting system is delaying results in Colorado. A county that switched this year from punch cards to an electronic scanner still has hundreds of uncounted ballots. The new optical scanners in Boulder County are rejecting ballots that were not properly marked, and that's holding up the vote count. And still to be determined the outcome of a congressional race, as well as a state Senate race that could determine which party controls the legislature. Three shifts of election judges have been working almost around the clock, feeding ballots through eight counting machines. They're hoping to have the final results maybe in a day or two. Meanwhile, students at Boulder High School in Colorado have ended an overnight protest. About 85 students participated in a sit-in at the school library, expressing their concerns about the war in Iraq, the economy, and the environment. With the help of their advisor, the students negotiated with school administrators and agreed not to disrupt classes. They brought sleeping bags and food to last through the weekend. One organizer, Travis Moe, says they're too young to vote, but the issues surrounding the election affect them, too. They were hoping to meet with lawmakers from both parties, but only Democratic Congressman Mark Udall went to the school. He met with some of the students for about an hour after they left the library this morning. A spokesman for the Republican Governor Bill Owens said the best way for the students to practice democracy was to go back to class. In Ohio, an error in an electronic voting system gave nearly 4,000 extra votes to George W. Bush, but officials in Franklin County say it doesn't affect the overall outcome of the election. The tally for one county precinct gave Bush more than 4,200 votes, while John Kerry had 260, even though there are only 638 people voting. A spokesman for Ohio's Secretary of State says even after the extra votes for Bush are subtracted, it does not change the outcome. She also says that was the only error detected from Ohio's electronic voting machines. The Election Reform Information Project says while the glitch appeared minor, that could change if more stories start coming out. In North Carolina, one county reports over 4,000 votes were lost because officials thought the machines could store more data. This is Air America Radio News.
Tonight on Bravo, you won't believe what the stars are saying on the 10th anniversary season of Inside the Actors Studio.
What turns you on?
I can't tell you that.
Tonight, Jennifer Lopez. It's everything you wanted to know and the questions you're dying to ask.
We ignore Geely.
Let's not ignore it. Let's talk about it.
Plus, in the weeks ahead, James Gandolfini, Robert Redford, and George Carlin. James Lipton hosts an all-new Inside the Actors Studio with Jennifer Lopez. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on Bravo.
What?
Come on, honey, get up. Time to go.
Where? It's Saturday.
Exactly. It's Kohl's Super Saturday.
Come to Kohl's Super Saturday and get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like your very own portable DVD player for just $179.99. And save 60% on all men's joggers and Croft & Barrow outerwear. Take an extra 10% off all fine and sterling silver jewelry. Already 60% off. And all PlayStation video games are only $8.99. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Patti Smith. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Seekers. Good Friday evening. Thank God, right? Huh? Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know what your motivation was for tuning in tonight, but thanks anyway. Oh, God. How you feeling today? I was listening to Randy Rhoads' program today about sending money to Bev Harris at blackboxvoting.org in order to effect an audit of the machines. I think enough has come out now to indicate, why do I feel hopeless saying this, to indicate that the election was stolen. And like I went off on, was it Wednesday, Kathy, about how it doesn't make any difference, regroup, go hold meetings, sign up more volunteers. Nothing is going to work until we get rid of these damnable machines and a monster like Karl Rove. I mean, he has to go too, but aside from that, machines, I think the evidence is out there now. So if you listen to Randy's program today, follow through. Go to blackboxvoting.org, Bev Harris's site. We've had her on this program as far back as, what, about 2 years ago, Kathy? Two and a half years ago? And Greg Palast. She never got the support that she deserves to investigate these machines, and for that matter, neither has Greg Palast. So if, one last shot, okay, go to blackboxvoting.org and help this effort. We'll see what happens. Got an email here from one of our artist listeners, Jenny Bean. It's the name she goes by. Jenny Bean. Hi, Mike. She writes, you're probably getting 1,001 emails like this, if not more, but I really don't know what to do now. I'm just overwhelmed and depressed. and your cold bucket of water the other night, well, it wasn't a shock to me. She's referring to what we were talking about the voting being faked. She writes, but before I was sending stuff to my family, and they were all with me. Go, Carrie. Yay. Move on. Three cheers for America. And now they have stuck their heads back in the sand, plugged their ears, and started saying, la, 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 I can't hear you, when I try to explain to them how the election was stolen, how democracy is broken. They've decided that I'm the one that's brainwashed, and they want me to take a news break for a while. My mom moaned to me on the phone today, there have been Republicans before. Reagan went into office when you were 4 years old and your childhood wasn't too miserable, was it? And aren't you happy that the Red Sox finally won? Can't you celebrate that victory? No. They don't understand, Jenny Bean writes. And now they want an intervention for me or something. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I won't be listening tonight because I've promised to take at least this week off to humor them. But what do I do? Signed, Jenny Bean, the artist in the attic. And she's a good artist. She sent me a present. Kathy sent me a present. That, remember that little notebook that she sent, that little keepsake? It's got a lot of sharp edges on it, but it is certainly an object d'art, right? Gorgeous. Jenny Bean, I don't have any answers for you. Go to blackboxvoting.org when you can, Bev Harris's site, and kick in $10, $5. It takes money to pay for audits of the votes, and don't sign any more petitions unless they're about the voting machines. Forget about it. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. One of my favorite writers, Katha Pollitt, writing at The Nation, she had a thing in called Mourn, M-O-U-R-N, Mourn. And she goes, you know, a couple paragraphs into it, she says, the Kerry campaign did a lot of things right. It raised a ton of money from small and first-time donors instead of relying on big donors. It had fantastic labor support. It had Move On. It had America Coming Together and the other 527s, which mobilized intensely, creatively, time and cash, and evoked a surge of grassroots progressive activism like nothing in living memory. Hundreds of thousands of people, Democrats, leftists, Greens, independents, DENIACs, even a few stray Republicans, knocked themselves out, registering voters, phone banking, going door-to-door. For many, she writes, like me, this was the first time they'd volunteered for a presidential campaign. Kerry had the energy of millions, black and white, enraged by Florida 2000, by Iraq, by Bush's governing from the hard right without anything resembling a mandate. People who were willing to stand in long lines in the hot sun or November chill for however many hours it took to cast their ballot. It's an article of faith, Katha Pollitt writes, that among progressives, it's an article of faith among progressives that moving to the left wins votes, and I've written many columns that witness to the creed. But what if it isn't true? What if it wins fewer votes than being a liar and a bigot? One leftist intellectual I saw at an election night party suggested to me that Kerry shot himself in the foot when he didn't throw Abu Ghraib in Bush's face and proclaimed that as president, he, Kerry, would never permit torture. I would have wept with joy to hear that speech. But where is the evidence that significant numbers of voters had not already committed to Kerry, let alone voters who supported Bush, were outraged by Abu Ghraib? Who was outraged? Did I miss the demonstrations, the sit-ins, the teach-ins, the lying down in traffic by swing voters and non-voters to force the Bush administration to account for this outrageous crime against humanity? You understand what Katha Pollitt is saying here. I do, too. When the pictures broke, who gave a damn? Who cared? Well, you know, America has become a torture nation. It's happened. Do you understand? And did that motivate people to go to the polls? No. 60% of us went to the polls. 59.7% of Americans went to the polls. I'm sorry, that sucks. Katha goes on, she writes, Kerry's health insurance plan wasn't perfect. It wasn't single payer, but would have insured all children, about half the adults currently uninsured. That would be about 27 million people. And it would have been paid for by canceling Bush's tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. No sale. His plan to help young people pay for college wasn't perfect either, but it was a lot better than what young people are getting now. Result? Young people constituted their usual pathetic proportion of the total vote. And this is after the best efforts of P. Diddy and Christina Aguilera and Eminem and virtually every other pop icon except Britney Spears. And she goes on, and she goes on. And then this. This all makes no sense to me as an explanation of the recent election. It doesn't explain, for example, why Republicans gained in both House and Senate. It doesn't explain why Californians rejected a referendum to amend their three strikes law so that twice convicted felons wouldn't get 25 years for shoplifting, or why Arizonans voted solidly to bar undocumented aliens from obtaining a wide range of essential public services. It doesn't explain why the Kansas School Board is once again a chorus line of creationists. Maybe this time, here it comes, maybe this time, Katha Pollitt writes, the voters chose what they actually want. Nationalism, preemptive war, order, not justice, safety through torture, backlash against women and gays, a gulf between haves and have-nots, government largesse for their churches, and a my way or the highway president. Where, I wonder, does that leave us? Well, somewhere between Katha Pollitt's position and Bev Harris's position, which is also Greg Palast's, which is also Randy Rhodes and mine, somewhere between those two parameters lies the truth of this last election, I guess. Katha Pollitt is convinced that this country has become Nazi. She doesn't say that, but you can read between the lines. I kind of half believe that, Then on the other side is this position taken by the people I just named who say the election was stolen. There's no question about it. There's no question about it at all. So where's the truth? Huh? Go to thenation.com and read Katha Pollitt's, it's at commondreams.org too, but read Katha Pollitt's column, Mourn. Stay with us, I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
See that cloud in the eastern sky, brighter than the brightest pearl, big enough to eat this world. What you gonna do when the world is dry?
Planet Check goes to India. His Holiness Swamiji talks about his clean, green, serene program in Rishikesh.
It started 6 years back and is going on very well. I'm very excited and enthusiastic to see the progress.
This green guru stresses the importance of a healthy ecosystem.
If this is alive, we are alive. Water is working for us, giving us life.
Swamiji believes we worship Earth as Mother, Ganga as the goddess. So how can we pollute our own divine Mother Goddess?
So we started cleaning the banks of the river. No pollution should go there, no waste, and no dirty water should go in the Ganga, in the river.
The positive change is flowing.
I am seeing the change on the banks of the Ganges. When people go there, they can enjoy the clean water.
From the banks of the Ganga River in Rishikesh, India, that's Planet Check. Namaste.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Hi. Do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Cliff Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826, or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native energy.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Walt McDermott, composer of Hair, one of the world's best-loved musicals, will be performing live at Wild Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall on Friday night, November 12th at 8 p.m. Mr. McDermott will perform new music and music from Hair. Performing with him will be his new Pulse Jazz Band, featuring their legendary rhythm section, horns, and Broadway singers. Tickets are available at the Carnegie Hall box office at 57th Street and 7th Avenue by calling 212-247-7800 or by visiting carnegiehall.org.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day. For the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Past the hour. You know, let me reiterate. I went nuts on Wednesday night, just screaming and pounding. And if you missed the program, go to whiteroadsociety.org and download it. November 3rd, about how the election was stolen. I a lot of the people that I really respect who work in media, in my opinion, are not addressing that issue. It's becoming, what do we do now? Okay, let's move to the left. Let's reclaim the heart and soul of the Democratic Party. Let's do this. Maybe it should have been Dean. What has Nader got to say? You know, all these things, folks. The focus. I humbly submit this. I'm not an arrogant son of a bitch that comes on the radio and says my way or the highway. I'm just not, okay? When I say something on this program and somebody emails me with a correction, I usually get it out there right away and or try my best. But look, I'm not trying to dictate to you, but please understand something, would you? John Kerry did not lose the election, okay? And that's not conspiratorial nonsense. It's a fact. How many reports coming in from how many different precincts and how many states and how many counties does it take before you know, Paul Krugman and who else? Al Franken and people I really respect realize, no, it's not time to regroup. It's time to demand the truth. That's all. Come on. That's what happened. It was stolen. Now, I put a lot of responsibility on the Christian right. They did turn out their base, but I'm talking about the extreme Christian right. I went all through this Wednesday night. I'm not going to go through it again. Download the program and listen if you want to. The Christian Reconstruction Movement that is deeply involved in the construction of these machines, hardware and software. And I just honestly believe that the only way we're going to rescue this this republic, you know, to hell with Democratic candidates or liberals or Greens or Republicans. You want to rescue this republic or do you want to let it go down? I mean, it's that simple. They have got a stranglehold on us, and it doesn't have to do with how many people you carried to the polls. It doesn't have to do with exit polling. The exit polling was correct. John Kerry would have won this election by 2, 3, 4 percentage points instead of the monkey winning it by the 2 or 3 that he won it by. And the votes are not all counted. And the machines were rigged. And ballots have been tossed in the trash. For Jesus H. Christ's sake, how many times do we have to go down this road? Well, how many times? You know, they perfected it in, they got it started in 2000, they perfected it in 2002. My state, right here, Georgia, this was the lab, this is where it was tested 2 years ago, and it worked! It worked! 24 hours before the vote, Max Cleland was 12 points ahead of this moron that challenged him, and he lost. Max Cleland did. The governor, Roy Barnes, 8 points ahead, and he lost to a redneck who wanted to put Confederate stars and bars back on the flag. And we had in every single precinct Diebold machines. I remember when Kathy and I voted on them in 2002. It's like, oh, Jesus, here we go. Might as well throw this in the garbage. You people have got to understand something, and again, I say this humbly. I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I'm not. When I say you people have got to understand this, I had to be educated by Greg Palast and Bev Harris. You know, I had to go through it. Now Tom Hartman, a liberal talk show host, is talking about it. Tom Hartman, go to Common Dreams and read what he wrote. But I'm telling you that reordering the Democratic Party is that's for some other time. You know, forgiving Ralph Nader, forget it. Signing up more, you know, trying to reach evangelical red states. Don't waste your time. We did everything right this time. Everything. We even broke away, thanks to Howard Dean, from the huge chunks of corporate money. We did everything right. Kerry did it too. And the bastards stole it again. And it will continue to be stolen. Do you understand that? Please understand that. Please understand that. Oy. So I didn't want to do it. Well, it is a weekend tomorrow, so you know, I'm pissed off. I'm heartbroken. I'm angry. I'm enraged. I'm watching the liberals parade across television talking about how well and in the internet and in the magazines and newspapers. Now, well, we got to reorganize. We got to get more to the left. No, we got to get more to the center. No, folks, you don't. You don't have to do anything different from what we did this time, except one thing. Every one of those machines has got to be destroyed. Do you understand? That's as simple as I can make it.
Well, Mr. Quentin, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes. I mean, phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, oh, Mr. Quentin... Oh, I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
This Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. You know, some people actually hate us because we win so many Social Security disability cases. It's because they think we're getting government handouts for our clients. And that's wrong. Social Security is an insurance policy that the government makes everybody buy. It's supposed to pay off when you retire or if you become disabled. But you know how hard it is to get an insurance company to pay your claim? Well, that's how it is with Social Security. Your life becomes different when you're disabled. People don't even want to listen to you. That's why Charles Binder always says,
"We really listen to you, because you have enough to worry about."
If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, call 1-800-66-B-I-N-D-E-R. We'll tell you right away if we can help. It's a free call. 1-800-66-BINDER. It's nice that not everybody hates us. Our clients seem very pleased that we're America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. 1-800-66-BINDER.
Ruled Macedonia at age 16. Toppled the Persian dynasty at 25. At 31, created the greatest empire known to man. There's a reason they didn't call him Alexander the Spineless. Alexander the Great, a great warrior, an even greater story. Film on location tonight at 8, 7 Central, as only the History Channel can bring you.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Laura Flanders.
Election 04 was a victory for long lines, big lies, and a rigged electoral system. We'll investigate Ohio's mysterious missing voting machines, find out just what went on at the base of the Republican Party, and ask what will it take to tackle the next chapter of the culture wars. Bob Mankoff, The New Yorker's cartoon editor and poet-performer Ann Waldman will join us. Stop grieving, start scheming on The Laura Flanders Show, weekends on Air America Radio.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
So, who in the electronic medium is talking about the theft? Laura Flanders is, Randy Rhodes is, I am. I think Sam and Janine are. Who else? I'm drawing a blank. Now, if you want to hear the rant that I had Wednesday right after, you know, the day after about the theft, I am told by our fabulous call screener and production guru in New York, Linda Blake, that Air America is replaying my Wednesday program tomorrow night at midnight Eastern Time. So just listen. Only you don't even have to do that. Go to blackboxvoting.org. This week coming, on the weekend, listen to Laura's show. Listen to Randy next week. Listen to Janine and Sam. And please, please, please don't buy into this business about you failed or the Democrats failed or Kerry failed. It didn't happen. Do you understand? It just didn't happen. This has been coming this has been coming for 4 years. It was to figure out how to do it. That's all. You know, figure out how to do it. Everybody who has the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk understands that while fascism may be right below the surface in this country, most Americans, even still today, are not conservative. They're not. I don't care how many gay marriage amendments you dangle in front of their faces, how many abortion issues or stem cell issues, most Americans are not conservative because most Americans understand that down the conservative road is death and destruction and bitterness and unhappiness and ghosts and monsters and dragons and things that go bump in the night right before they cut your throat. So how did they do it? Because we didn't organize? Because we didn't have Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean stirring people up and then Kerry taking over when he took over and people in the streets and millions of people around the world demonstrating against this cretin that occupies the Oval Office and doorbell ringing and phone calls and what, it all failed? No, it didn't. But these people borrowed from not just Hitler's playbook, Goering's playbook about, you know, just tell the people that they're going to be attacked by boogeymen and you've got them. They also borrowed from Stalin's playbook. You know, it doesn't make any difference how the voting is done. Just control the counting. But please, don't be naive about this stuff, okay? You are so much brighter than that, and so am I. Don't go wandering off into the desert now with the Republican applause ringing in your ears for too stupid to be president as he assumes another 4 years illegally. Well, okay, it was done legally. I guess you can rob a bank legally if you can get in and nobody ever knows it. And 20 years later, an auditor says, oh, damn, there's $7 million missing. How did that happen? Well, not legally, but surreptitiously to the point where it's never discovered. But please, the parade of liberals and Democrats and progressives, well-meaning all, but somehow just disconnected from the reality of what happened. What is it that people don't want to believe that such a thing could happen in this country? Why? Why is that so hard to believe? Again, all you have to do. Oh, Jesus. Just take a look at the companies. Who's involved in the companies that built the machines, the hardware and the software? They are religious fanatics. They are killers. You think they want a free and fair election? They are dominionists. They are Armageddonists. Now, don't take my word for it. Don't ever take my word for it. Do your own research. Do your own research, will you please? find out about ESS and Diebold and SAIC and these companies that make these things, and go to their websites and cross-check the names. And if you have to, spend a couple of bucks and do a Lexus search or whatever you have to do. It's all there. And CNN's not going to do it for you, and neither is CBS, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, or the LA Times, or the Miami Herald, or the Toledo Blade, or the Cleveland Plain Dealer. They're not going to do it for you. But the information's there. This is not, you know, the comet's coming, so let's all put on our Nikes and commit suicide so we can ride into Saturn. You know, that's not what this is. This is what happened to this republic, and it happened very quickly, because the Republicans and the Christian fanatics in this country knew that they could never, ever, ever, ever win it fair and square. So they put a moron up there like George Bush and surround him with neo-Nazis and neo-fascists, and they still know they're not going to win it. So the first time they stole it, well, let's do it this way. But the second and third time, in 2002 and 2004, has to be much more sophisticated. We can't keep going to the Supreme Court. We can't keep relying on secretaries of state who happen to be co-chairmen of Bush election or re-election campaigns. We got away with it in Florida. We got away with it in Ohio. But we have to have something more sophisticated. Oh, I know. Let's just control the voting machines. And let's tell every, let's call it the Help America Vote Act. Like the USA Patriot Act, right? The Help America Vote Act. Here, let us help you. Step right over here. This is called touchscreen voting. Now, this will guarantee there'll never be another hanging Chad. You'll never have Jews for Buchanan again. Here, let me show you how easy this is. Snirk, snirk, snirk. Oh, my God. It's really simple, isn't it? Huh? I want to hear from Danielle in Chicago, who is a black box volunteer. Danielle, welcome to the program. Or is it Daniel? How do you say your name? Well, let's see if we can get Daniel up there.
Hello?
Hi, Danielle or Daniel?
Daniel.
Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the program. You're a black box volunteer?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. What does that mean?
I'm working for black box voting, and I'm doing a lot of things. I just wanted to say, well, first of all, I want to say I love your show, and it's kept me going in the late nights working for black box voting. But
Well, bless your heart for doing what you're doing.
Anywho, you've been hearing a lot about how you can help black box voting, but just in terms of sort of the day-to-day affairs of what goes on, there's something else I think we could use, and that's anybody who lives in Michigan, if they could supply us with the fax number for cities and townships, for whatever city and township you live in, the fax number of the county clerk, because we're having trouble finding them online.
Okay, now how is there an email address at Black Box Voting?
@blackboxvoting.org.
Say it again, because I was talking over you. Say it again.
Crew.
C-R-E-W.
@blackboxvoting.org.
All right. C-R-E-W @blackboxvoting.org.
That's right.
Crew. Okay. And that is the fax number of any county commissioner.
County clerk.
County clerk in any of the counties in Michigan.
Only they don't vote by county. They vote by city and township in Michigan.
Ah. So what is it specifically you need?
The city and township clerks.
Okay.
In Michigan. Thank you.
Okay. And that's send it to crew@bbv.org. Only spell it out. Black box voting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Daniel. Stay in touch.
All right. And thanks a lot for talking about SAIC. Nobody blows the lid off that one.
SAIC?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other night.
Yeah, I said thanks for doing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nobody else does. Thanks.
All right. Have a nice evening, Daniel. If you live in Michigan, you know, maybe you can do that. How simple is it? Go to your phone book. Just call them. Say, hi, I have to send something in here to the township clerk. I'm thinking about building a fence, and I want to send you some specs. What is your fax number? See, lie. Don't say that you're calling, you know, because black box voting is going to subpoena the records. Just lie. 85 students worried about war, return to the draft, and the future of the environment staged an overnight protest in the Boulder High School library before leaving peacefully Friday morning. You heard that story on our network news here. If you get our network news, not all our affiliates do. About the kids, about 85 kids, you know, they're worried about, they said they wanted some assurances from political leaders about the direction the country is heading in. Yeah. The principal there agreed to let the students spend the night if they would leave in the library, if they would leave in time for Friday morning classes, which they did. One of the kids, a 15-year-old, with a peace sign painted on her face, said, quote, "People are deciding stuff that's going to affect us, and we didn't have a say in it." Yeah. Now, the students said they wanted to talk to the Republican governor and the Republican representative, and, of course, the Republicans just gave them the middle finger and said, you know, I'm sorry, kids, I'm too busy. Spokesman for the governor and Representative Marilyn Musgrave, Republican, said neither had received a request to speak to the students. Man. And the Boulder County Republican Party vice chairman met with some of the students, and he said afterwards, you know, they have every right to have their voices heard, but their views are based on a lack of information and knowledge, and I think we owe it to them to help them alleviate their fears. Huh?
Great ones we ever had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy?
Mother Jones Magazine is your source for independent investigative journalism, and the November issue is on newsstands now. The jam-packed issue features Hell No, our special package on U.S. soldiers who are refusing to fight in Iraq. Also in this issue, read about how the U.S. has outsourced 20,000 military jobs to private companies and how your tax dollars fund a Republican group that helps to topple foreign governments. It's all in the new November issue of Mother Jones Magazine. On newsstands now, Mother Jones, because you need independent news.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Radio 4 transmit the sound of insurgency with the new album, Stealing of a Nation. Nation delivers Radio 4's matchless blend of post-punk riffs, dance floor grooves, and politically charged lyrics. Stealing of a Nation, featuring Party Crashers and Absolute Affirmation, is out now on Astralworks at all Tower Records locations.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's National Park System is one of the best ideas our country ever had, and I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK, 1-800-NATPARK. There's just too much to lose.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Before the hour, I don't mean to make it sound like the only place you're going to hear about the theft of the election is on this network. Ray Taliaferro on KGO Radio in San Francisco, according to Doug here, spent a very angry 4 hours overnight last night talking about the vote fraud topic exclusively. And, of course, Greg Palast was on Majority Report this evening. That's what Kathy and I were listening to coming to work tonight. Michael Rechtenwald, Doctor, PhD, also was discussing it on WRCT in Pittsburgh, and what else? It's just difficult for me to keep track of all these people. But thank God there are other people out there who are talking about this and who are just trying to focus the wasted energy right now on what really happened. I can't stand to hear people, this self-flagellation about, well, we've got to try harder, or what did we do, or, gosh, what happened, or Bush's base was more motivated. All of that stuff is not true. The reports already are dribbling in, a little bit here, a little bit there. You see it in the Palm Beach Post. You see it in the Columbus, Ohio newspaper, the Toledo Blade, a few newspapers here and there. 7,000 votes missing. 8,000. What's it? 3,000, 1,300, 9,000. The machines, the screw-ups, the terrible, terrible things that happened. And it just be, here we go again. It's being suppressed. It's being suppressed. It's being ignored by mainstream media. They don't give a damn. Except those little articles here and there. And they'll disappear down the memory hole. Gone. The election was, what was it, months ago, it seems like, already. What was it, 2 days or 3 days ago? And already, it's just, all you see are a bunch of talking heads. on Tweety Bird Show and the Pigman Show and this show and that show and the other. Well, now, I really do believe that, you know, the liberal agenda is dead. Liberals don't... Well, I think what we have to do is work harder now. Well, if we went... You know, that it's happening. It's a post-mortem. And some of us, like you and me and these people we mentioned, we're standing around going, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. That's not what happened. Here's what happened. God, isn't it frustrating? Huh? Isn't it frustrating? But, we can't stop. We can't stop. Unless we're willing to. Wait a minute. Why can't we stop? Why can't we just say to hell with it? Well, I'll tell you one reason that I have, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know, I'm getting to be a pretty old guy. How much more time have I got? But I've got this is hard to believe, a four-month-old daughter, and I've got grandkids. And I just wonder, I was talking to Kathy the other night after the election. I said, look, you know, I mean, let's face it, by the time this kid is 25, 30 years old, I'll be dead and gone. But what kind of a world is she going to face in this country? Molly, my three-month-old. So that, you know, do you need motivation? There you go. What about your kids? Huh? You don't have any yet? Maybe you will someday. What about your grandkids? That's going to take a long time to do this. Is it worth it to you? You know, you really do have to check out your motivation, right? The inclination right now for a lot of folks is to give up. I mean, we just all have come out of a four-year-long fight to the death with the forces of evil. And it appears that we lost. Right away it appears, oh, well, now we're down to Ohio and Iowa. Oh, God. Well, we haven't got the returns in yet, Peter, from New Mexico. Ooh, nail bite. Oh, God. Did we work hard enough? Did we get enough? Never knowing and never understanding, never accepting that the outcome was determined 2 years ago. When it worked in Georgia, when every single precinct in Georgia in the off-year elections used Diebold machinery, it worked smooth as glass. It worked. And Karl Rove and the rest of them looked at Georgia and went, damn. We flipped an entire state. Wait till 2004 when we flip an entire country. So is it worth fighting to save this Democratic Republic? Is it? I don't know. You know, think it over. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your kid. Talk to your mama. You know, talk to your best friend. Is it? Talk to yourself. Pray. Whatever you do, is it worth it? It is worth it to me. It is worth it to me to the extent of talking about it. I am not going to spend the next 2 years on this radio program, assuming I have this radio program for 2 years, talking about, well, we got to organize and get control of the House or the Senate, you know? No, I'm not going to do that because now I understand, and so should you. You can organize, like I said the other night, until your forehead breaks out with huge droplets of blood, like Christ praying in Gethsemane, if you want to. Or you can do the other thing. Blackboxvoting.org. Just get organized. Get organized. Just get organized around the right issue. Okay? We'll be there. You'll be there. I'll be there. We'll be there together. You know, there's enough of us. We can do this. We can do this. Stay tuned for more of the Molloy program on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Mike Molloy on the Air America Radio Network.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Losing weight is never easy, but now there's a brand new diet, the SlimFast Optima Diet. It provides a precise nutritional balance, so calories work harder. Mix and match more of your favorite foods with new, great-tasting Optima muffin bars and smoothies to help you stay satisfied. Losing weight takes willpower, but you can do it with the new SlimFast Optima Diet. Visit SlimFast.com for free personalized advice.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Iowa results. The state of Iowa finally issued the results from Tuesday's election. George W. Bush got the 7 electoral votes from Iowa. Now with all 50 states decided, the Bush-Cheney ticket finished with 286 electoral votes. Kerry Edwards ended up with 252. The win in Iowa, which hasn't gone Republican since 1984, troubling for Democrats. Republicans also only narrowly lost in Wisconsin and Minnesota. It turns out that the campaigns to get out the youth vote apparently did work. Early numbers indicating more than 20 million Americans under age 30 voted on Tuesday. That is a better than 51% turnout and an increase of 4.6 million young voters since the last presidential race. Those figures compiled by the University of Maryland from exit poll numbers also beat exit polls from 92, the last time the youth vote spiked. Of course, turnout increased among other age groups as well, which kept the youth vote at about the same proportion of the national total. However, experts who track the youth vote say it is a sign politicians should take young voters more seriously. Democrats in the Senate regrouping after the losses this week. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says he now has the votes to be the Democratic whip in the new Senate. That's the number two job in the party Senate leadership. It involves rounding up votes on key issues. He would succeed Nevada Senator Harry Reid, who is expected to become the Senate Minority Leader. The current leader, of course, Tom Daschle of South Dakota, defeated on Tuesday. Neither man's going to face any opposition when Democrats meet later this month to formalize the changes. Durbin says he and Reid have been close friends for some time, both elected to the House in 82 and then moved up to the Senate. 3 days after Election Day, Washington's governor race remains undecided. The cliffhanger contest could drag on for weeks while the votes are being counted. Right now, Democrat Christine Gregoire is clinging to a narrow lead with some 18,000 more votes than her opponent, former state Senator Dino Rossi. But election officials say more than 600,000 absentee and provisional ballots remain to be counted before the November 17th deadline. If Gregoire wins, she'd become only the second woman governor in state history. Bill Clinton says this is no time for Democrats to, quote, sit around and whine. In his first public remarks since the Tuesday election, Clinton told an audience in New York today the reelection of Bush provides great opportunities for Bush and for Democrats. Texas school kids will no longer find a hint of same-sex marriage in their textbooks. The Texas Board of Education today approved new language that reflects that marriage is between a man and a woman. The old language included references to individuals who marry. The new terminology could affect other states as well.
Nothing stands still. As the world speeds by, the pace of modern life keeps getting faster and faster. Hager has found a way to stop time. Hager Forever New shirts and pants will last with virtually no fading, no shrinking, no wrinkles, and no stains. Wash after wash after wash. It's nice to know that as the world speeds by, the clothes you love can stay looking new. Introducing Forever New shirts and pants, only from Hager. Ah, the sounds of winter. It's coming. Be prepared.
Help support your immune system all winter long with vitamins and dietary supplements from Nature's Bounty.
Use the dollar off coupon in this Sunday's newspaper good on any Nature's Bounty vitamin or dietary supplement.
Get started with Nature's Bounty to help maintain your immune system all winter long.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio, and let me tell you, here at Air America, we're wasting no time picking ourselves up and dusting ourselves off. There's no pandering to the right. There's no bridges. There's no compromises. We're not caving in. We'll have a special edition of Ring of Fire this Saturday. Bobby Kennedy's out of town, but Reno, the political comedian and rebel without a pause, is going to be hosting the program with me. We'll be live from New York talking with the courageous investigative reporter, Greg Palast. So join us Saturday on Ring of Fire.
Welcome back. 6 and a half, almost 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Somebody sent me an email. Is your program live tonight? Yes! About as live as it can be. Yeah, this is Tuesday, September 12th. Just kidding. All right, we have a call here from Andy Stevenson, who is the associate director of Black Box Voting. God, that's hard for me to say. Black Box Voting. He joins us now from Seattle. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Hey, thanks for all you're doing with this issue, man. It's greatly appreciated. I just wanted to give you an update.
All right.
Black Box Voting on Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time launched the largest Freedom of Information Act request ever in the history of the United States. We requested details regarding the election from every single county in the United States. And some of the responses have already started coming in. And we've also got a response from the state of Minnesota, which basically said, shove it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're asking for help now. We're asking for people to donate, of course, because these FOIA requests are quite expensive. In fact, Colorado is charging us $20 an hour to research and then $1.25 per page that they copy. So these things are not going to be cheap, but they are going to help us get the evidence we need to show that there was just massive fraud. And we are using the F word now, fraud.
Yeah,
because there's just no doubt about it. The exit polling was not matching the results, and it's really dismaying.
Yeah, that happened. I was mentioning on the program a few minutes ago. That happened here in Georgia. The test run was Georgia 2002. to see if they could pull it off. And,
sure, with and, Rob Georgia. You've heard of that patch, right?
Yes, absolutely. a computer patch that was inserted in the program that was just so blatantly obvious. But we lost two decent politicians here, Roy Barnes, the governor, and Max Cleland, our Democratic senator. And
Cynthia McKinney as well.
Well, Cynthia was beat by crossover votes. We had a lot of Republicans who crossed over and voted against her. But she's back because the woman who beat her, Denise Majette, had the temerity to run for the Senate in Georgia and was defeated. But Cynthia's defeat probably to some extent had to do with crappy voting techniques. But I think what they focused on in 2002, let's see if we can bump off Max Cleland and Roy Barnes. And they succeeded. But let me ask you this. I had a call a few minutes ago from a woman named Danielle.
Daniel is actually
a
14-year-old kid who has he is absolutely a hero in this cause. And I was going to ask you if I could give him props. That kid has absolutely worked his tail off to help us get to the point where we are today with these public records requests. And
he
deserves a huge hand.
Well, his voice hasn't changed yet, and I thought I was talking to a young woman. No offense. I mean, I've been there, too. So Daniel, you know, because I called him Danielle, and I thought, what the hell is going on here? My apologies to the young man. He called from Chicago and said what he's looking for are people in Michigan who can provide him with fax numbers of township and city election officials, because they do it that way in Michigan.
It's the townships we're looking for, because we've got county information, but Michigan is doing it by townships as well, and we've been having a real hard time getting all the townships there. So that's the project he's been working on.
And he's 14.
And tomorrow's his birthday, so we should all wish him a happy birthday too.
He turns 14 or 15.
15 tomorrow.
He turns 15. Well, Daniel, if you're still listening, my face is crimson for assuming you were female. I know, you know, I'm sorry. Just your voice, the way I heard it sound like a female. But it doesn't really matter. I don't give a damn if you're a boy, a girl, a man, a woman, or, you know, a rhinoceros. Good for you. But it just kind of staggers me that somebody that young is doing this.
I'll tell you. There's three of us in the office, Bev, myself, and another lady from Texas. Well, she's from Ohio, but she's from my home state of Texas, too.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Kathleen, and he has absolutely taken a huge load of work off of us, and so has another one of our members in Chicago, and her name is Catherine, and she's done an amazing job. She's our volunteer coordinator, and she has just done an amazing job, and huge props to both of them, because they are absolutely outstanding, true American patriots.
Well, that's I can't tell you how good it makes me feel to know that this kid is 14, about to turn 15. That's just amazing. What do you think is the not that this matters, but what's the most outrageous or obvious example of voter fraud that you've heard about this week?
Right in your own state of Georgia, and I just heard about it today. I had a woman call me, and in Sand Hill County.
Uh huh.
There was a race there where the Democrat and the Republican were running 50, you know, neck and neck,
right.
50-50. And election night, the Republican walked away with a 91% of the vote, 9%. Now, it gets better. One of the campaign workers for the Democrat was in the central location,
right.
And along with the Republican candidate and one of his workers, and the worker said, "See, I told you this would work. I told you this would put you into office." He grabbed up the interim results and left with them, and nobody's seen them since. So that's what I'm going to be investigating myself, because I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a stunning defeat, but you know, Diebold called the results in early, so. You know, you would be amazed at how easy it is to manipulate these machines, Mike. I could literally be sitting here in my living room and take control of the GEM central tabulator and change votes, erase the audit log, do whatever I wanted to do with those machines.
What about some of the votes that the tabulations that showed more voters voted for Bush in a given area than were even present in the precinct or the county? Are they not aware how blatantly obvious that is?
I don't think so. And you know, another thing I've heard coming out of Broward County that I was made aware of this evening was that the votes were it was counting down. Now, how do you count down on votes?
Oh my God. All right, well listen, there are an awful lot of people that listen to this network, and I understand that Randy today asked if we have 1 million listeners, if everybody would send $5, that would take care of some of the expense that you all are going to accumulate.
Absolutely.
So I would second that. Now,
and you know, if they're going to do it, let me do put something in here. We do have a credit card company that does our credit card processing, but if the folks would send it to our post office box, we save the credit card processing fees, and more of their money is going to go towards the FOIAs. And that the post office box is box 25552.
2-5-5-2?
Exactly.
Okay.
Seattle, Washington, 98165.
And what's the website people can visit if they want to do PayPal or whatever?
The website is blackboxvoting.org.
Right, okay.
And, you know, if they want to pitch in and help, we need lawyers badly right now, and especially in Minnesota. We need lawyers in Minnesota.
Okay. Maybe folks will write this down. It's, you know, try not to email me and ask me. Here it is, P.O. Box 25552. That's 2-5-5-2, Seattle, 98165. Now, because most of us are kind of brain dead right now, is that address on the website?
The address is on the website.
Okay.
The one that's there now is an old one because last week when we put up the information about how King County has a 3.5, that's where I live here in Seattle in King County,
right.
The audit log came up with a 3.5-hour gap. Now, to put that into perspective, it would be the equivalent of the 18-minute gap on the Watergate tapes.
Oh, okay.
You know, Nixon could have been talking about his dog, but we don't know because it was erased.
I got
you. And it's the same thing that was going on here in King County.
Okay, so mailing address, folks, Box 2-5-5-2, Seattle, 98165, or, of course, blackboxvoting.org. Hey, Andy, we got a break here. Stay in touch with us. Let us know how it goes. We will do whatever we can to help you folks, all right?
I will, Mike. Thanks a lot for all you're doing.
You bet. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back. Molloy Program on Air America Radio.
Hi. Do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Cliff Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826, or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for your free in-home estimate.
This Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. You know, some people actually hate us because we win so many Social Security disability cases. It's because they think we're getting government handouts for our clients. And that's wrong. Social Security is an insurance policy that the government makes everybody buy. It's supposed to pay off when you retire or if you become disabled. But you know how hard it is to get an insurance company to pay your claim? Well, that's how it is with Social Security. Your life becomes different when you're disabled. People don't even want to listen to you. That's why Charles Binder always says,
"We really listen to you, because you have enough to worry about."
If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, call 1-800-66-BINDER. We'll tell you right away if we can help. It's a free call. 1-800-66-BINDER. It's nice that not everybody hates us. Our clients seem very pleased that we're America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. 1-800-66-BINDER.
Bob McDermott, composer of Hair, one of the world's best-loved musicals, will be performing live at Wild Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall on Friday night, November 12th at 8 p.m. Mr. McDermott will perform new music and music from Hair. Performing with him will be his new Pulse Jazz Band, featuring their legendary rhythm section, horns, and Broadway singers. Tickets are available at the Carnegie Hall box office at 57th Street and 7th Avenue by calling 212-247-7800 or by visiting carnegiehall.org.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Oh, and remember, please, I'm not assuming you're stupid. I'm just assuming that, you know, we're all kind of the same here. Get a little dingy. Don't go to blackboxvoting.com. That's a BS crap, no, forget it site, okay? org.org. You all know that. Of course you know it. Now, just a couple more little items here, and then to your phone calls. I forget where I got this today, but some new insights into Bush's reasons for invading Iraq. Oh, my God. Mickey Herskovitz, who is a book author and the Bush family's authorized biographer, or he was, says that Bush was thinking about invading Iraq in 1999. Herskovitz said it was on his mind. How does Herskovitz know this? Well, it turns out that he'd been hired by Bush, who was then the governor of Texas, to ghostwrite Bush's autobiography that was ultimately titled A Charge to Keep My Journey to the White House. Now, as you know, it wound up being written by Karen Hughes. But Herskovitz was given unimpeded access to Bush. And according to this, the two men met approximately 20 times so Bush could share his thoughts. And that's according to journalist Russell Baker, who interviewed Herskowitz. During one of their conversations, Herskowitz said, Bush told him that, quote, one of the keys to be seen as a great leader is to be seen as commander-in-chief. Herskowitz said Bush's circle of advisors had a fixation on the political capital, sound familiar, that former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher collected from the Falklands War in 1982. Well, you know, I got some capital from this, and I'm going to spend it. Didn't he just say this day before yesterday? Okay. Herskowitz said the Bush advisors, they were just absolutely blown away, just enthralled by the scenes of the troops coming back, of the boats, people throwing flowers at Thatcher, and her getting those standing ovations in Parliament and making those magnificent speeches, right? Now, for those of you who don't remember, the Falklands War was like our invasion of Grenada. It was pointless, stupid, and ridiculous. It was about some islands off the coast of South America where nobody lives. Some British subjects lived there. Some Argentines lived there. But it was just stupid. It was imperialism. It was white people from Europe going to the brown people in South America and saying, we can still kick your ass. But it really got to the neocons around Bush, apparently. That, you know, now you understand, now I understand, his little landing on the aircraft carrier. So Herskowitz says, you know, those scenes of Margaret Thatcher after her little toy war way back 22 years ago, that just blew these neocons away. So they decided to do it for Bush, too. Now, Herskowitz, who was also the authorized biographer of the president's grandfather, the Nazi sympathizer Prescott Bush, said, how old is this guy? Said Bush's beliefs about Iraq were based in part on the concept, this concept, quote, start a small war, pick a country where there's justification you can jump on, go ahead and invade. And if you're successful, of course, you'll be a hero at home. But look at the rat's nest, the hornet's nest that they have disturbed. Well, how would you feel if an invading army came into your country for no reason and started killing your mom, your dad, your sisters, your brothers, and your babies? Wouldn't you take up a gun and try to kill the invader? Sure you would. Now, Bush's aides, when he was governor, they ended up canceling the Herskowitz book project because the first draft didn't glow enough about too stupid to be president. And Karen Hughes wound up rewriting it and writing it herself. But the idea that we would go to war to boost a president's political fortunes, that's obscenity. That's obscenity. And this is what just chokes in my throat about the people who voted for Bush, who see gay marriage as an obscenity, or who see, I don't know, what the hell is their other issue, whatever their other issues are, abortion or independent women or whatever the hell it is. That to me, is the obscenity. The idea that Bush, that anybody would go to war to boost political fortunes, that's obscenity. This other stuff really doesn't mean that much. Although, you know, I've said before, I'm certainly against abortion from a moral standpoint. But it's and how do I show that? I don't have one. I don't get any. So anyway, now that the election is over and the commander-in-chief won, he can go back to the business of war. And guess who's next on the list? The city of Fallujah in Iraq. And we'll never know the death toll for the civilians who live there, but it's going to be pretty bad. Associated Press is reporting this. The combat hospital of the chief U.S. base near Fallujah has set up a morgue and doubled medical staff and supplies in the past few days in preparation for an expected stream of casualties from this anticipated assault on the city. Well, there's more. We got a break here? All right, let me do the break. We'll come back, and I'll share this with you. We're going to get your phone calls, so do stick around. I'm Mike Molloy, Air America Radio.
A bomb all night and a grill all day.
He's the president and he's okay. He bombs all night and he grills all day.
I cut down trees, pollute the air, and blow up things for fun. I dress in cowboy clothing and sometimes as Top Gun.
He cuts down trees, pollutes the air, and blows up things for fun. Dressed up in cowboy clothing and sometimes as Top Gun.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees and taxes too, especially for my pals. I'm really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards.
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
For one army, the battle always intensifies around the holidays. Please help the Salvation Army help those in need. To donate, call 1-800-SALARMY or donate online at 1-800-SALARMY.org. We can't win the battle without you.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be telling them this
question. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
The Kyle Jason Show.
What's happening, everybody? Yours truly, the Groovy Goonie, cooling out like Anthony Newley, Mr. Kyle Ice Jason. This week on the Kyle Jason Show, we have activist and author Miss Gloria Steinem. Also, a special tribute to Mr. Jimi Hendrix. You do not want to miss the next Kyle Jason Show.
The Kyle Jason Show on Air America Radio.
Your host for a Pience, Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I like Pience, Friance. You're 26 before the hour. All right, the morgue is set up. Medical staff has been doubled. Supplies have been streaming in anticipation of this assault on the Iraqi city of Fallujah. The U.S. military hospital there added a Marine mortuary affairs team within the past couple of weeks, a unit charged with identifying dead troops, cataloging their personal effects, and preparing their bodies for the flight to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. This is from the Associated Press. The morgue team counts 16 reservists trained in handling corpses of U.S. troops, as well as Iraqi civilians and fighters that arrive at the hospital here, said Commander Locke Noyes, a Navy surgeon. The morgue team also travels to bomb scenes to recover body parts and corpses that need to be extracted from vehicles, Noyes said. The hospital's daily toil is grim. Patients arrive with devastating wounds. Common procedures include amputations or stabilizing broken bones and torn organs. The surgeons and staff say they cope, knowing the soldiers need them to be steady in the face of shocking carnage. A Navy doctor, Captain Eric Lavelle, said, "The first patient I had was 6 hours after I got here. His heart was out of his chest. I said, 'Whoa, that's a shaker. Welcome to Fallujah.' But I'm more confident now." Many of the Marines still recovering from that attack last weekend said they were eager to rejoin their units and expected to fight in the upcoming assault on Fallujah. Corporal Nicholas Peel, who's 19, of Boise, Idaho, said, quote, "I'm nervous for them," referring to his buddies, "but I know for a fact they're going to tear the place to pieces. It's kind of a justice after what they did to us." Well, Corporal, I don't know what to say to that, except you had no business being there, son. You're in their country. Oh, well. As you know by now, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has warned the leaders, the United States, Britain, and Iraq, the puppet government in Iraq, that another full-scale assault on Fallujah would further alienate Iraqis, not to mention kill a lot of them, disrupt elections planned for January. Now, according to what? New York Times, Washington Post? Some diplomats said the a puppet prime minister in Iraq, Alawi, was, quote, furious, end quote, when he received the letter from the UN. Iraq's new UN ambassador immediately sought to meet with Annan to argue that the UN was interfering. Excuse me? Didn't Alawi just recently been criticizing Annan for not doing enough to help Iraq prepare for elections? And so when Kofi Annan says, "Hey, guess what? The elections are going to be delayed and there are going to be a lot of dead people," that's interfering. Oh. Airstrikes on Fallujah continued yesterday and today. Bush defended the need to get the insurgents. He said, "In order for Iraq to live in a free country, those who are trying to stop the elections and stop a free society from emerging must be defeated." This guy is the most bloodlust killer I think this country has ever produced. His record was clear in Texas. More people executed in Texas under George W. Bush than, I think, in China. Now, the attack on Fallujah, this is according to WSWS.org, the attack on Fallujah will be the spearhead of a broader offensive. 22 Iraqi cities are on the list, Truth Seeker. 22 Iraqi cities, including, of course, Fallujah, Ramadi, Samarra, Baquba, Kut, and the densely populated Shiite suburb in Baghdad, Sadr City. The idea is to bring it all under U.S. control by the end of the year, and the aim here is to drown in blood the opposition of the Iraqi people to this occupation. And then, of course, to clear the way for this toy election, this sham, this embarrassing, I am so ashamed to be an American. I am so ashamed to be an American. I swear to God I am. Get ready for these sham elections in January, which, by the way, only pro-U.S. parties will be permitted to participate in. This is the democracy that the neocons are bringing to Iraq. Oh, my God. And by the way, there are 250,000 civilians in this city. Nobody knows how many have fled. The best estimates are there's still 60,000-70,000 civilians in Fallujah. And they are living in desperate conditions, like most people in Iraq, but especially here, no electricity, no sanitation, no medical services. Mass killing. You know, I might have pissed some people off last night when I compared this to Warsaw, the Warsaw Ghetto, what the Nazis did. And that was a little bit over-the-top comparison. This is unique. This stands on its own. This is not like the siege of Stalingrad. It's not like the Warsaw Ghetto. This is unique. This is America's way of bringing democracy and freedom to the Iraqi people. Kill the bastards. Kill as many as you possibly can. We've killed 100,000 now. Oh, God. Substantial American casualties are expected. The council leaders in Fallujah have repeatedly denied the allegations that the fighters in the city are foreigners. Instead, they have stressed that the resistance that's coming from their city is popular and legitimate opposition to a foreign invader, that's us, and that they will defend their homes. And the reaction in American political and military circles to Fallujah's refusal to bow down to the occupation can only be described as psychopathic. November 4th, New York Post, a column there by Ralph Peters, who's a retired military officer and right-wing writer. What he wrote is representative of the people around Bush who portray this U.S. colonial aggression that we're going through here now as a life and death clash of civilizations. All right, in the November 4th Post, here's what Peters wrote, quote, "We need to demonstrate that the U.S. military cannot be deterred or defeated. If that means widespread destruction, we must accept the price. Most of Fallujah's residents, those who wish to live in peace, have already fled. Those who remain have made their choice. That means killing. We don't need more complaints about our treatment of prisoners from the global forces of appeasement. The world needs to see their corpses. Even if Fallujah has to go the way of Carthage, reduced to shards, the price will be worth it. We need to demonstrate our strength of will to the world." My God. My God. And with Bush's mandate, the killing now will escalate geometrically. Now the stops are out, and those young lance corporals from Des Moines, Iowa, and Waco, Texas, and Waycross, Georgia, and the Tiffin, Ohio, and Moultrie, Georgia, and Cullman, Alabama, and Bay City, Michigan, you know, those young lance corporals, those 18 and 19-year-olds, are just itching for a fight because they are immortal, and they know they're immortal. They know they won't die. They understand that. I'm not going to die. I'm going to kill. And I'm going to try to protect my friends, but I'm not going to die. All those young boys who are just chomping at the bit to go in, and the parents of those boys. I just wonder, parents, what what is it that your son is about to die for? What is it? What is it that your son is about to kill for? You have a 19-year-old who's going to waste civilians. You have a 19-year-old who is going to waste people shooting at him who are trying to defend and protect their city. They may not be the kind of people we like. They are Muslims, after all, and, you know, Muslims are just terrorists, right? But they're defending their city, just like, you know, what happens if people are defending Tiffin, Ohio, or Hayhira, Georgia, and the enemy comes? I mean, what do you do? Do you kill, or do you just fall down and roll over and let them kill you? But the parents of these 19 and 20 and 21 years old and the 21 year olds and the wives of the senior non-coms that are going to go in there, you know, you're 32 years old and you have three children and your husband is about to be killed. Why? Why is he dying? Why is your husband dying in Fallujah? And if he's not dying, why is he killing, ma'am, people just like you, only, you know, different skin color, different accent, different language, but she has children like you do. Why? Why? Is it because the weapons of mass destruction? Is it because Saddam is a threat to his neighbors? Is it because he has nuclear weapons program? Is it why? Is it because they attacked America on September 11th, 2001? Is that, or is it the oil? Is it the establishment of military bases? Ma'am, is that why your husband of 17 years, whom you love, you married right out of high school, is going to die over the weekend? He's going to be hit by a rocket-propelled grenade that's going to blow a hole in him so big that he won't even have time to think a goodbye to you and the kids.
Planet Check goes to India. His Holiness Swamiji talks about his clean, green, serene program in Rishikesh.
It started 6 years back and is going on very well. I'm very excited and enthusiastic to see the progress.
This green guru stresses the importance of a healthy ecosystem.
If this is alive, we are alive. Water is working for us, giving us life.
Swamiji believes we worship Earth as Mother, Ganga as the goddess. So how can we pollute our own divine Mother Goddess?
So we started cleaning the banks of the river. No pollution should go there, no waste, and no dirty water should go in the Ganga, in the river.
The positive change is flowing.
I am seeing the change on the banks of the Ganges. When people go there, they can enjoy the clean water.
From the banks of the Ganga River in Rishikesh, India, that's Planet Check. Namaste.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
If you care about health, you need to know about the benefits of balancing your fat intake. I'm Barb Harris for Smart Balance Buttery Spread. Scientists spent years searching for the ideal balance of dietary fats, avoiding cholesterol, hydrogenation, and trans fatty acids. Smart Balance uses patented blend of vegetable oils to make a delicious and healthy alternative to butter and margarine with award-winning taste. Smart Balance, you're really going to love it.
An OnStar conversation, September 6th, 2004.
OnStar Century, this is Sandra.
I'm in Florida. Can you get me a phone number out? My two daughters must be climbing the wall.
I certainly will.
OnStar offers additional help in difficult situations, like the recent hurricanes.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi!
I'm really so sick about you. Where are you?
We're in the car. OnStar got us through.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God for OnStar, right?
Yes. Thank you for calling me.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Right now, we're very good. I'll never forget you, OnStar. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful, too.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Stay safe, and thank you for using OnStar.
The first year of service is included on new OnStar-equipped vehicles. An unlimited use of all OnStar safety services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
With over 18,000 car accidents every day, you need to be prepared.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It could happen to you.
You okay? Yeah, I think so.
That's why quality car insurance is important. You want to be well protected, and you want a good price. People who switched to Allstate saved an average of $278 a year. That may surprise people who thought Allstate was expensive.
Call 1-866-ALLSTATE to see how much their knowledge and experience can help you save. You don't have to wait for your current policy to expire. Call 1-866-ALLSTATE and start saving now.
Quality car insurance should be affordable. That's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Savings based on information reported by 4,103 new customers who purchased from an Allstate Customer Information Center. Actual savings will vary. Insurance subject to availability and qualifications. Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Indemnity Company, and Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Radio 4 transmit the sound of insurgency with the new album, Stealing of a Nation. Nation delivers Radio 4's matchless blend of post-punk riffs, dance floor grooves, and politically charged lyrics. Stealing of a Nation, featuring Party Crashers and Absolute Affirmation, is out now on Astralworks at all Tower Records locations.
We must collectively get after those who kill in the name of some kind of false religion.
This man doesn't understand irony at all, does he? He just doesn't get it. Huh? Oh, well. Okay. Marco is calling from Virginia. Marco, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. That intro is very ironic, considering what I'm calling about.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a short story by Robert Heinlein called If This Goes On?
No, he used to be one of my favorite science fiction writers, but I'm not familiar with that one.
Yes, it's part of his future history storyline in which a televangelist by the name of Nemanias Gunner gets himself elected president.
Mm-hmm.
And does pretty much the same stuff that George Bush has been doing for the last 4 years. I just find that people screaming about 1984, you know, and it's very surprising for me how science fiction authors have been saying this stuff for the last 30, 40 years.
Isn't it? It is interesting, the parallels between science fiction from the 60s and 70s and 80s and 50s and what's going on now.
Oh, yeah. But just wanted to get your opinion on that particular story. I didn't know you hadn't heard it yet.
No, I like I say, I've read Heinlein. I have read so much science fiction. It used to be my favorite literary form in the 50s and 60s. That's all I read for the most part. Well, the beatniks once they started to show up. But as far as writing or reading just for the sheer hell of wanting to scare myself. I always gravitated toward science fiction, but I'm not familiar with that one. I'll see if I can locate that.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
All right, thanks, Marco. Appreciate you checking in. Stephen is calling from New York City. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Thank you so much for being on. I love your show.
Well, you're welcome.
My question, I had an idea, and I just wanted to run it by you because you seem to be on top of things. My idea is this. It basically is not about the black box voting and all that, but it's really about trying to wake up the rest of this country. I mean, the people that did truly vote for Bush, because, you know, there are obviously a lot of them. And my idea is this. It involves the Democrats that are left in our Congress. Do they have the ability to, I don't know about all this, but do they have the ability to abstain from voting when a bill, you know, becomes before them?
They do. You know, they can, that's what the sergeant at arms is for. If there's not enough people to form a quorum to vote on a bill, they can be rounded up if they refuse to come to vote. I think there are penalties. I'm not sure what the penalties are. But they can refuse by claiming to be sick or, you know, whatever. I hope that answers your question.
No. Actually, the point is not to prevent the bills from going through. The point is that and it's kind of a scary concept, and I don't know if it's really worth a good shake or not. But I wanted to know what you thought. Basically, it's this: if Democrats who are in Congress have the ability to show up to when it's time to vote on a bill. And basically not vote yes or no, and just somehow make their vote not affect the outcome. Basically, you know, the Republicans, I think they're at the point where they're pretty much going to be able to pass what they want. It's just a matter of how fast they're going to.
All right, I think I understand what you're saying. I don't think it's like for example, the United Nations, where you can vote yes, no, or abstain. I don't think members of the U.S. House or Senate can register a vote that says I abstain. I refuse to vote on this issue. I think they probably. I don't know what the rule is or the law is. That's one part of the Constitution that I'm totally brain dead on. But it's my belief that there's no such thing as abstaining if you're a member of the House or the Senate and a vote comes up. You've got to vote one way or the other if you're there. If you're going to be there.
What I was curious about seeing happen is. Is if Democrats have some way of basically, I mean, this is kind of scary, just allowing them to do every single thing that they want to do and let it happen really fast. Because I think part of the problem is that they've basically just very slowly pushed all this crap onto people. Sorry.
Well, the thing is, it's going to happen anyway. I don't think there's any question about that, Stephen. The Democrats now are in a minority. They're almost in a super minority, or I should say the Republicans almost have a supermajority in the Senate. They will pick that up in 2006 unless we can stop the black box voting. Once they have 60 votes in the Senate, the entire game is over. It's over now, but Democrats can still filibuster in the Senate. They can a nomination for the Supreme Court, let's say, if they're willing to take the heat from the whores in American media and the pigs in the Republican Christian Party, if they can stand the pressure, nominations can still be blocked. But what I have seen over the past 4 years under the trembling hand of Tom Daschle is no leadership whatsoever. I have seen the Democrats in the House and the Senate about as effective as a bowl of 6-day-old wet noodles. So, you know, I'm getting off the topic here, but...
I was just hoping that somehow if we were able to actually let them speed up their agenda...
Well, I don't think there's going to be any problem, Stephen, with speeding up the agenda. Yeah. It's going to happen, whether the Democrats try to resist it or not. That's what this election... not this election, but the results of this election, as fake and as fraudulent as they are, that's what was determined.
I just thought that if citizens could see what these people were willing to do, so much of it was just pushed on them so fast, they would have no choice but to see who is doing it and who is not partaking in it.
Yeah, well, most people don't really care. When I say most people, I'm saying that advisedly, but most people don't care what the votes are in the House and the Senate unless it directly affects them. Hey, thanks, Stephen. Got a break here. Appreciate your call. You know, a few months from now, someone will scratch their head and say, gee, Tom Daschle, haven't heard from him lately. what's up with Tom Daschle? Then they'll realize, wow, man, he wasn't reelected. What happened? What's up with that? That's how much of a difference Tom Daschle has made being the leader of the Senate. And I'm sorry, but that's true. No, I'm not sorry. Screw it. I'm not sorry at all. The Democrats have rolled over so many times, and they rolled over just enough to give these neo-fascists a chance to jigger the machinery, and now look where we are. Goodbye, Tom. I hope you have a good life up there in the Dakotas. You know, rope a steer for me, buddy.
If you care about health, you need to know about the benefits of balancing your fat intake. I'm Barb Harris for Smart Balance Buttery Spread. Scientists spent years searching for the ideal balance of dietary fats, avoiding cholesterol, hydrogenation, and trans fatty acids. Smart Balance uses patented blend of vegetable oils to make a delicious and healthy alternative to butter and margarine with award-winning taste. Smart Balance. You're really going to love it.
Musicians, get the gear you need today and pay way later, like 2006 later. We've negotiated with top manufacturers to get you no payments, no interest financing for over a year on gear. It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2006 financing event. No payments for 14 months on guitars, keyboards, drums, recording, live sound, and DJ. And get this, Yamaha acoustic guitars, now only $149. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2006 financing event. Don't miss it. GuitarCenter.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden. The expected assault on the rebel-held city of Fallujah in Iraq could begin soon. U.S. warplanes and artillery fired rounds at the city early Saturday. Residents say the latest bombardment was the heaviest they've seen in months. All roads to the city have been cut off. U.S. troops have used leaflets and loudspeakers to urge civilians to flee for their own safety. Most of the city's 300,000 people have already departed. A Marine colonel says the assault will begin soon and that they are just awaiting orders. Yasser Arafat is believed to be alive but lying in a coma in a hospital near Paris. Meanwhile, a State Department spokesman is downplaying any possible U.S. involvement in burial plans for the Palestinian leader.
No, I don't have any further information on his health. We're following the bulletins and the information that's coming out. We're certainly in touch with Palestinians on the questions there. And as far as funeral arrangements, that's something for the various parties to work out.
There has been no discussion about any U.S. representation at a funeral for Arafat. Israel, meanwhile, has rejected any plans that would have Arafat buried in Jerusalem, a request that is believed to have been made by the family. Parents at Callaway Elementary School in Northwest Baltimore reacting to the news that a second grader brought a gun to school.
I was worried. I mean, all the issues that are going on in the schools with the kids, you know, with the guns and the fires and everything, I never would imagine it would happen here at Callaway.
For an elementary school student, I'm shocked. I can't believe that a 7-year-old child would just bring a gun to school.
Reports say a parent volunteer spotted the boy showing the gun to a friend while in class. The 7-year-old is on indefinite suspension. There's word that the student's parents could face criminal charges. New Jersey Governor James McGreevy prepares for his farewell address on Monday. Residents there debating his legacy. John McHenry reports from Rutherford, New Jersey.
Whether they thought he was a good governor or a crook, most people I spoke to along Park Avenue in Rutherford did not think McGreevy's sexuality should have been an issue.
I really don't think that his sexual preference has anything to do with why he's leaving. I don't think he should leave personally. I think he's a good governor.
I don't really care what happened to him personally. I'm more concerned about his political behavior and the corruption. I think that's more his legacy than him coming out saying he's gay. Even though McGreevy will say goodbye on Monday, he will remain in office until November 15th. John McHenry, Rutherford.
The Mars rover's Spirit and Opportunity continues to amaze scientists with the information they're sending back and by simply continuing to function well beyond their expected lifespans. Project manager Jim Erickson was asked how much longer the rovers might last.
That's the $64 million question. They're doing very well. The warranty has long since expired on these things. And Spirit's beginning to show some signs of aging. We've got a couple of nagging problems on it that we're working through, but it's just sort of a reminder that they won't last forever.
Erickson says the most amazing thing about the rovers is their ability to drive over a hill and see what's on the other side. Air America News, I'm Noam Layden.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley on Saturday for the best of Morning Sedition. Okay, so maybe this week wasn't the best of anything, but if you're going to spend the weekend wallowing in your own filth and self-pity, why not do it with us? We'll get you through the post-election analysis, and we'll make a lot of jokes at the expense of 59 million Americans. Plus, the liberal agenda, the dream diary, and more on the best of Morning Sedition Saturday.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Thanks to Andy Stevenson for calling in from blackboxvoting.org. They need your help and contributions. And let me say something, a couple of things are related. You know, we can do this. We really can. By we, I don't mean just you and me. I mean the Internet community. We can do this. Look what we've done so far. Look what MoveOn.org has done, going all the way back to the Clinton impeachment debacle. And there's so many more, you know, make them accountable. What are some of the other ones, Kathy? Help me out here. There's so many. Yeah, Democrats.org, Democratic Underground, Truthout.org. You know, when this community, our friends used to be our Long Island bureau chief. What's that site? TakeBackTheMedia.com. It just goes on and on. We have proved that we can do this, okay? We are not defenseless. Were there not an Internet, I shudder to think where we'd be right now. But we have this amazing tool, this amazing organizational tool called the Internet, this amazing tool that allows us to connect. MoveOn.org. I said MoveOn.org. There's just a whole list of them. But I can't name them all. But we have proved that we can do this. Okay? So rather than organize more committees to, get out the vote, we need to organize through the tool that we have come to know how to use much more effectively than these right-wing thugs. We're a concerns organization. Now, having said that, when the fraud is finally exposed, and I hate to go back to fourth grade here, but, cheaters never win, and winners never cheat, or something like that. When it's finally exposed, there are a couple of people who are going to be heroes, and one in particular, a woman who has been fighting this on her own. I remember we had her on this program, what was it, Kathy, 3 years ago, Bev Harris? I guess it was about 3 years ago. We had her on the program, the network I was with before. But Bev Harris, I've never met her. She could walk in the studio right now, I wouldn't recognize her. But here's a woman who has fought as hard as who? Thomas Paine? Jefferson? Huh? Pick somebody. Go ahead. Here's a real patriot, if we liberals are still allowed to use that word. Here's a real patriot, Bev Harris. And I know there are other ones. I know. I understand. My good friend Greg Palast, he's been hammering this anvil too. And there are more. I understand. But I'll tell you what, Bev Harris, who has stood out there on her own when it was necessary, and now she's got a few volunteers who has written about this, who has been Paul Revere, man. I mean, who do we compare her to? Now, if she's listening, she's probably going, oh, Jesus, stop. And I'm sorry. If you are listening, Bev, I'm sorry. And the battle's not over, and I understand that. But my God, I think about, it was on Friday nights on Peter Jennings. So I always do Person of the Week. Tonight it was Karl Rove. Now, I'm not saying that they approve. They're just saying it's just sort of like Time's Person of the Year. Hitler made that twice. It's not that they approve. What they're supposed to do with this, who had the most effect on the planet in one given year? That's what Time's Person of the Year is. I guess ABC's Person of the Week is the same thing. Well, the person who has made the strongest stand in favor of American democracy in the past couple of 3 years, my nomination goes to Bev Harris. And I mean that. I'm sure if she's listening, she's going, oh, please stop. But, what can I say? Did you come up with this? Did I? Did any of my friends and associates on this network or anybody lives down? No. Bev Harris. And I'm just asking, here we go again, but I'm asking, if you will help in supporting what she and her associates know. And she has a couple, just like, who has it, Andy Stevenson that called in? These are good people. The young lad, Daniel, in Chicago, oh my God, he's 15, and look what he's doing. Right? Now, please write this down, Post Office Box 2-555-2, Seattle. Okay? 98165. It doesn't have to be much. Send them $5. That's all you have to do. I will be sending a check this weekend. What can we afford? Can we afford to send $50? Can we? Okay. My producer is also my wife. The bills are coming due, but I don't, so what?
Yeah, but you work for Air America. You got a lot of money.
No, I don't. But we will be sending a check over the weekend. Please help out here, okay? Bev Harris is a patriot. And I just stand in deep respect for somebody who does what she's done. It's one thing to get on the radio every day and bitch and moan and complain and stir up people and maybe sometimes hit a little bit of truth. But it's something else, again, to work out there the way Harris has been doing, struggling to preserve this democracy. Help her out. Help her out. Okay? You've got or we, not you, we, you and me, have got to help Bev Harris and blackboxvoting.org. We've got to, okay? We've got to. And no calls for rich liberals, no limousine liberals need to get involved in this. Yeah, there are a lot of them out there with the stroke of a pen, but they're not going to do it. And that's probably just as well. It's got to come from you and me. So, anyway, think about it. Think about the television reports of all the possible vote fraud that you've been seeing. Go back a couple of days before that to the long lines of folks, black and white, standing out in that rain, standing out in the cold or in the heat in the South. Miserable weather here. We had heat and humidity. Think about down in Florida, people standing for hours and hours and hours to vote. You know, how many reports did you see? Well, I had to wait 4 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. Are we to believe those people were there to affirm George Bush's sterling leadership? Oh, please. And to think that the architect, Karl Rove, that's what they referred to him to ABC News, as the architect of the Bush election victory. Bush calls him that, I'm sorry. And the architect, Karl Rove, was watching and laughing at you, at me, at us Americans, us dummies who actually thought our vote was going to count for something. And this bastard is the person of the week, the architect. I would trade 10,000 Karl Roves for one Bev Harris. But doesn't it make you sick? Doesn't it? Okay, so we can do several things: recriminations, point fingers, talk about restructuring Democratic Party, gnash our teeth, weep and wail, talk about the unfairness of it all, or this. You and I both know the fraud was committed. We understand that. There's information coming in from all over the place. Even the mainstream media, the press, the newspapers are reporting it. You know, the Palm Beach Post is reporting about Broward County. What was it, Kathy? 86,000 votes eliminated. Palm Beach County, in Columbus, Ohio, Lucas County, in Toledo. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Ha-ha! And who's going to do something about it? 60 Minutes? Oh, well. Brought to you by Viagra? Who's going to do it? 2020? Who's on that now? That little right-wing Nazi. What's his name? John Stossel? Yeah. Who's going to do it? You and I are going to do it. And we're going to do it through Bev Harris's blackboxvoting.org. All right? Okay, off my soapbox. Send her $5, send her $10, send her $20. Please just do it. And just consider Bev Harris, all right? Would you? Okay. That's all I got to say. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong, because the fact is pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
That fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
What? Oh, that's a Bushism. 22 past the hour. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, I apologize for the length of time you've been holding on. Beat me, flail me, make me do bad talk radio, but hi.
Well, if I have a request, I guess it would be for people to realize that this whole issue of fraud, is it going to extend past anything in a black box?
Yeah.
The problems with mail delivery in Florida, the reports I've been hearing of requests for absentee ballots not being delivered properly,
right,
or promptly, there are enough indicators that say someone should take a look. If they can look for 2 or 3 tiny grams of anthrax in the U.S. Postal Service,
yeah,
when someone has a terrorist act, it would be nice if they pay that similar attention to something that could let domestic terrorists gain a purchase in America.
You know, a couple of decades ago, when the right wing in this country really made a serious effort to seize total control, the idea was put out there and accepted that you don't have to run for president. Get on the county commission board. Get on the election board. Get a job in the in the federal level on the postal authority. In other words, be a mole. You don't have to be a senator. You can, in matter of fact, you can do much more damage in the long run by refusing to deliver 100,000 absentee ballots. You
pure,
know what I'm saying?
Pure laziness, sloth. That's what it's disguised as.
Right.
I mean, for Colorado, there was a time when the Klan ran Colorado. And therefore, I am not upset or impatient about Boulder taking its time in using paper ballots and counting them one by one.
Yeah.
There is an article in the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News, I forget which, saying, well, they're taking their time out there. What is wrong with them? They're participating in democracy. They're participating in democracy better than we did. They're participating in democracy the same way India does, mm-hmm, where you look at every vote, you count it, you move on.
Well, that's what Canada does, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that they're taking time. I'm simply worried that the other possible hints of fraud are not going to be looked at, or people are not going to be able to get subpoenas in time. I just want the people who were willing and beautifully willing to be lawyers and executives around this country who volunteered to help with the elections. Don't give up now just because the heads of the Democratic Party said we don't want to make waves.
Yeah.
Remember last time in 2000, they had a an association of newspapers get together and say, we're going up to the Supreme Court, we're going to ask them to release these records to us so we can do a vote count. They're not doing that this time.
That's right.
They're shrugging their shoulders saying, well, if the people don't care, why should we? Do they want to see fights in the streets before they care? Possibly they do. Is it the consolidation of media that says, well, there's one guy at GE, one guy at News Corp, one guy at Disney who can determine whether or not we see anything or not? Maybe. But we can't give up just because the advertisers are not telling us to do something. We have to continue, even if it's underground, even if it is as plodding as having to go to a county clerk's office and hand them a piece of paper asking to see their records.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that they're starting to tear up records now. Remember the supposition that if Kerry had won and got his chance to be in the Oval Office, they'd be shredding papers by now.
Oh, sure.
So we don't know whether or not they're shredding documents concerning this election, and no one's going to get up and stop them, and no one's going to have the authority to stop them. I haven't heard one public official, the way that the Congressional Black Caucus got spanked last time,
mm-hmm,
for saying that there were irregularities.
You're
now,
right.
They don't even have that power because the Democrats were overwhelmed in so many elections. We were blessed just to get a senator and the state house and Senate back. But that was after an extraordinary effort.
It's just, I think this is the part that is so frustrating to me, is what you're pointing out. The records can be destroyed. Using electronic voting or e-voting, there aren't any records to begin with if it's handled the way the bad guys want to handle it. But there can be absolutely no proof that anything untoward happened. The theft of our system of government can occur with not a single fingerprint, no DNA, no footprints, nothing.
Unless there are whistleblowers, and that falls into the other reason that this may work or may not work. Mm-hmm. The people who are perpetrating this see themselves as victims. The way that...
Diane, please don't disappear. Diane? Okay. All right, Diane, if you can still hear us, which I'm sure you can, as you know, your cell phone died. Call us back Monday, Diane. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it up there. I want to keep going here with the folks who have been holding on since God was a teenager. Kathy is calling from Des Moines, Washington. Is that right? What? Oh, it's time for a break. Never mind. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the music. Ah! Okay, we'll come back to Kathy in Des Moines, Washington momentarily. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Smart Balance brings great news for health. Omega Plus Spread. I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance, and our new Omega Plus Spread contains natural plant sterols and omega-3 from the sea. Smart Balance Omega Plus helps promote healthy cholesterol and triglycerides in the blood. No other spread gives you a better ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Delicious Omega Plus from Smart Balance.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero, value variety for room.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage. Exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else. Provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the foreword, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the foreword. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Unfiltered.
Monday on Unfiltered. It's a new week, and the pity party is over. Author John Perkins joins us and tells us why the Halliburton we don't know is even scarier than the one we do. Plus, actor, activist, legend, Ozzie Davis is here with two scoops of truth. Look out, red states. Our mandate leaves a bruise.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
You know, I can't get that image out of my head tonight on Peter Jennings on ABC News, Person of the Week. Karl Rove, the architect, laughing at us. All of us who stood in lines to vote, who spent time and money to help others get to the polls, who worked like Trojans to get our candidates elected. Just such an evil, evil little man with more power than Christ had. Must have given him quite a chuckle watching us vote. There we stood, believing that it mattered, you know, going into the black box, going into the computer terminal, those of us who voted that way. Okay, now, Kathy, in Des Moines, Washington, is it pronounced Des Moines or Des Moines?
It's Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines, it's French. Nobody says it right.
Oh, okay. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I was concerned about this black box thing. I've been hearing about this Andy Stevenson, who's part
right.
of it.
Right.
He's in Seattle, and I don't know if he's approaching this right here, but what everybody in every one of these states needs to do is get a hold of their attorney general for the state they're in and have them confiscate these black boxes, impound them or whatever.
Yeah, it's an excellent idea, but here's a couple of points you have to consider. In the first place, a lot of these attorneys general are Republican. Secondly, it takes the court order. They won't just, you know, if I walk in or you walk in.
I think that if we ask them where there's discrepancies, that they will go to the judge and deal with it.
They here's the answer. That's been taken care of. We're aware of it, ma'am. It's been taken care of.
Okay.
You have to have an order from a court in order to for an attorney general to, remember, attorneys general are law enforcement officers. That's all they are. They don't make any decisions except to enforce the law. And until they are ordered by a court to do something, they're just not going to do it. The citizens can show up a million strong, and the attorney general will just, call out the National Guard if he feels like it.
Hmm. Well, that's not, because I've recently talked to mine, and they're looking into some complaints I have over something entirely different.
They actually investigate this stuff. Yeah, they may, but it's I'm not saying they don't. I'm saying it's up to their discretion. They don't have to do a damn thing. An attorney general is usually concerned with state constitutional law. Or fraud, or, you know, things like
that.
But
this was an issue of fraud. Isn't
yeah.
that what we're looking at?
Right, absolutely.
The
absolutely.
Big F.
Yeah, the big F, the F word.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, that was my thought on how to, you know, get these things out of the government. Because
well, it's a good idea, but I think that's what blackboxvoting.org is doing. They're using every legal means now to see these records are supposed to be public records.
Right.
You don't need a court order to get public records.
I heard him say something like one of the states just plain said no.
Well, they said no in Minnesota, and that may take an attorney to file a lawsuit. And it's outrageous that a state says no to a citizen who says, I want to see the public records.
Yeah.
Now, they can throw a tremendous roadblock in your path by saying, okay, you can come in and take a look at all the votes cast, and they'll probably show up on 8,000 sheets of papers, and we charge 25 cents, so show up with $2,000, and we'll be happy to let you have it. So, you know, and that's one of the reasons that blackboxvoting.org is requesting donations in order to meet those fees that are necessary to get to the public business.
Well, my concern is these boxes getting erased or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If they're still connected up to the big voting machine wherever they counted the votes.
Well, no, they're all discrete machines. They're not connected to the internet. They're discrete machines. You just plug them in. But what happens is, how are they programmed inside each individual voting machine? If they all have the same program, and the same program says every 40th vote give to the Republican, you need to see if that's the case. And the only way you can do that is to take a look at the program and see what the program did on the last election day. Now, here's the problem. Since we have outsourced democracy, this is what Tom Hartman wrote about today, I think, at commondreams.org. Since we have outsourced democracy, we have turned the voting over to private companies like Diebold, ESNS, SAIC. Then the programs that determine how the votes are counted become proprietary information, which means no. You don't have a right to see it. We own it. It's ours. It's not a matter of the public. So you have to be able to make an allegation of fraud. Once you make a criminal allegation, then perhaps, although the attorneys for Diebold and ESNS and the rest of these thuggish right-wing companies will fight tooth and nail, but once you have the intimation or the charge or the indictment of fraud, then possibly, perhaps, the records can be made public. But not until then, because it's now proprietary information. It's not, the machines are not owned by your county courthouse. They may be, the machines may be rented or owned by your county, but the programs that determine how the votes are cast and counted, they don't belong to the county or the township or the state. They belong to the company that manufactured that wrote the code. Is this making
whatever the software?
Right. Is this making sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. And that's what blackboxvoting.org is trying to do. Either show us the results, or if you're not going to do that, let's use freedom of information. If that doesn't work, and you claim it's proprietary information, you don't have to show it to us, then we will charge you with fraud if we can, and we'll notify the attorney general, or we'll notify the county prosecutor, or we'll notify the township solicitor, somebody who can then go to the court, get a court order, and expose what these people are doing. It's a very involved process.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in, Kathy.
Just double-checking on that one.
Well, there you go. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. Seth is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Seth has also been holding on for about 3 days now. Thanks for your patience, Seth.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Well, we want to give you a big hello from this liberal hotbed in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, university town. Hi, hotbed of liberalism.
Yeah, yeah. Well, You know, this Kerry rally, they expected maybe 60,000, and they were 86,000. That's like a quarter of our population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about hornet's nests earlier. And, I mean, you got to think about it. Bush, this guy is just kind of like poking at a bee's nest.
Right.
It's going to come back to him, but what we have to remember is that, I mean, what I want to get to is like this ugly lie that has just traveled for thousands of miles right up here to Madison. It's so bad that I quit my church. But we have to remember, I mean, the blackbox.org is great, and we need to stay on that. But the one thing everybody needs to remember is that there's, even according to Bush's fixed numbers, there's 50 million of us.
Right.
50 million. All we have to do is not shut up. Keep making noise.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. We have this amazing tool called the Internet, and we can continue to apply pressure. When you have 50 million people potentially who potentially can speak with one voice through the power of the Internet now, that's a powerful force. You're absolutely right.
Right, and even if only one out of 100 throws up a web page, how many web pages is that? 2.5 million or
well, there you
something
go.
Like that? I threw one up, but what I wanted to get to is this thing, you know, you heard about the flyer down in Arkansas.
Oh, the one that said the Bible was going to be banned?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is so obscene. And it traveled by word of mouth from church to church to church all the way up here to Madison, Wisconsin.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I had some friends who were...
Madison, Wisconsin, has a preacher who would stand in the pulpit and say the Democrat...
No, not the preacher. The preacher.
Okay.
But if you're standing outside the church, you know, they were coming up to me and putting a friendly hand on my shoulder and saying, well, Seth, make sure you pray about this so you can vote with a clear conscience.
Oh, my God.
With a clear conscience. I mean, I was talking to my friends, and they mentioned this, and I just laughed, banning the Bible, right. That is not going to happen in this country, but they believed it.
They only banned books by Darwin or Judy Blum or Isaac Asimov or Ray Bradbury. Those are the kinds of books they banned. Not the Bible, though. Never the Bible.
It's such an ugly lie.
Of course it is.
And, you know, I was talking to them, and they just believed it. And, I mean, I was amused and just disgusted. And these people are saying, you know, we're spreading the good news. And, I mean, right here in Madison where people are supposed to be informed and educated, you know, I tried to point out some facts to them. You know, overtime's been banned, health care, jobs, Iraq, missing explosives, on and on and on. And they just got this glassy, glazed-over look.
They're going to ban the Bible.
They got this glazed overlook and began to regurgitate this white right-wing stump speech. You know, you remember the Black Love Child for McCain?
Oh, sure.
Okay. They didn't even believe it existed. And they just started babbling. More mindless goop. I
know. I hear you. Listen, keep the good fight going, Seth. We got a break here. Thanks for checking in, pal. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Now don't sit at home saying, what could I do? Remember the community starts with you.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street.
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me.
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you, on some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With Score Power from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull define Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull, be great.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. A heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, well, there's not too much more of Mike Malloy tonight. Credit where credit's due, though. Program engineered in one of the few remaining bastions of reasonableness and common sense. You know that island off the coast of Europe, New York City? Engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your calls. And the usual gang of bandits, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com, Jim in Arkansas, our Music Bureau Chief, and, of course, the Chief Bandit, Catherine Bay, our Executive Producer. Oh, by the way, tune in Monday night. We're gonna try to do like they do in New York. We're going to have a live guest in the studio, Kevin Kenney, and we may even have some music, live music in the studio. Was it on Al Franken's show today? Was it today when they had the musician that he's going to tour in USO tour? Al is going to go out in December, going to go to Iraq. That was yesterday, I believe. He's going to go to Iraq and Afghanistan, Al is, once again, to entertain the troops. And drawing a blank on the musician's name, but Daryl Worley came to me. Just floats right into my head. Just when I say I can't remember, it pops up. Daryl Worley, who country singer who is excellent. Anyway. What was I trying to say? Oh, that's right. So there was live music in the studio. We used to do that once in a while at WLS in Chicago. So it was good to hear it on Al's show. We're going to try it here in our little bunker in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains come Monday with Kevin Kenney. Kevin is going to be in New York City a week from tomorrow night. Is that right? A week from Saturday night. And we want him to play. I want you to hear him. And then I'm going to ask a lot of our listeners in New York to... who are not tuned in right now or the radio, because we're not on LIB the last hour. But if you're listening on the Internet, we'll talk about it next week. He's going to be here second hour on Monday night, and we want you to go hear him. Not everybody from the South is, a jackass. Well, who said they were? But anyway, where are we? Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on forever like you have. Appreciate it.
Well, Mike, you're worth it. You're worth every moment of it. I was going to give you a website, as maybe your listeners can get a pencil, but in the meantime, I wanted to ask you a couple questions to go back. I wanted to ask you the name of that guy that had written the book that had spoken to Bush and had, back in 99, you said.
He didn't write the book. He was chosen to write... the book, Bush's autobiography, and because it wasn't sucky enough, they had Karen Hughes write it.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I can...
That's what happens when you get old.
Well, I'm trying to find the damn thing here, and I know I had it, but I don't see it.
While you're looking, I'm going to make it appeal to, in your language, tell your readers to get off their ass, or your listeners to get off their ass and send money to... Black box voting. I did today.
Oh, good, good.
All right, and everybody.
I don't have that thing in front of me.
Okay, that was fine. The other one. What the hell was I going to ask you? The other. There was another one I was going to ask you about, and now it's slipped.
It's rough when you get old, isn't it?
I know it. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. All right. I was going to tell you about this website now. The site is. HTTP, it doesn't have the www, it just has the :// and then it's ustogether.org/, and it uses Florida with a capital F and underscore, and then election with a capital E .htm.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a website that shows county by county in Florida what the expected voting results were and what the actual voting results were.
Huh.
And somebody put a lot of work into this, did a lot of compiling of statistics. But what's really interesting is that the optical voting, optical scan machines are the ones that have the greatest disparity. One precinct, Calhoun precinct, showed a 433% rise above expected on the Republicans and a minus 56.9% on the Democrats.
Gee, I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, and another one, Baker County, has 220.4% of the Republican vote and minus 68.4% of the percentage change on the Democrats.
Hey, call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but wouldn't it be interesting just once to see that the Republican vote was wrong,
right,
and the Democrat vote?
Random,
you know, the Republican vote got depleted by 800%, and the Democrat vote went over the top. But that never happened. Isn't that just one hell of a cosmic coincidence, huh?
Well, it's what you call it. You know, people that laugh at it.
Oh, but there's no rigging of the vote here. There's no fraud. It's just, you know. Oh, it just happens to Democrats.
Mike, the thing that people tend to laugh and call is conspiracy theorists, and I reply with calling them coincidence theorists.
Coincidence theorists, that's a good one.
It's the perfect reply.
That's very true.
These people are coincidence theorists if they want to believe that everything is a big, cosmic, wonderful coincidence, happy, you know.
I know. Hey, listen, I've got a boogie.
I know you do.
Because
thanks for your time. And damn it, I can't think of the other question I was going to ask.
That's all right, Bruce.
What's your on-air email address?
MikeDMalloy@AOL.com.
Mike D is in
David. Yes.
D.
All right, MikeDMalloy@AOL.com.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. We are just about out of time. Thanks to everybody who participated in the program tonight, whatever love you did, even you right-wing lurkers. We love having you around. We can always smell you, though. We know you're there. You exude a certain fragrance, so we know you're there. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend, okay? Here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, fall has arrived. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Temperature is going to be in the 30s tonight, in the 60s over the weekend. We are going to go out and look at leaves. I hope you do something fun also, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you Monday. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin, Kenny, wherever you are, and I'll see you Monday night.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden. The expected assault on the rebel-held city of Fallujah in Iraq could begin soon. U.S. warplanes and artillery fired rounds at the city early Saturday. Residents say the latest bombardment was the heaviest they've seen in months. All roads to the city have been cut off. U.S. troops have used leaflets and loudspeakers to urge civilians to flee for their own safety. Most of the city's 300,000 people have already departed. A Marine colonel says the assault will begin soon and that they are just awaiting orders. Yasser Arafat is believed to be alive but lying in a coma in a hospital near Paris. Meanwhile, a State Department spokesman is downplaying any possible U.S. involvement in burial plans for the Palestinian leader.
No, I don't have any further information on his health. We're following the bulletins and the information that's coming out. We're certainly in touch with Palestinians on the questions there. And as far as funeral arrangements, that's something for the various parties to work out.
There has been no discussion about any U.S. representation at a funeral for Arafat. Israel, meanwhile, has rejected any plans that would have Arafat buried in Jerusalem, a request that is believed to have been made by the family. Parents at Callaway Elementary School in Northwest Baltimore reacting to the news that a second grader brought a gun to school.
I was worried. I mean, all the issues that are going on in the schools with the kids, you know, with the guns and the fires and everything, I never would imagine it would happen here at Callaway.
For an elementary school student, I'm shocked. I can't believe that a 7-year-old child would just bring a gun to school.
Reports say a parent volunteer spotted the boy showing the gun to a friend while in class.